Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to all creatures on earth. A child is born in Bethlehem, Alleluia. O come rejoice, Jerusalem, Alleluia, Alleluia. Let grateful hearts now sing a song of joy and holy praise. To Christ now let us bring. Though found within a manger poor, Alleluia, His reign will last forevermore, Alleluia, Alleluia. Let grateful hearts now sing a song of joy and holy praise, to Christ now let us bring. As brother in the flesh He came, Alleluia, our joy whose name we now proclaim, Alleluia, Alleluia. Let grateful hearts now sing a song of joy and holy praise, to Christ now let us bring. A flower has appeared from the root of Jesse. A star has risen out of Jacob. A virgin has given birth to the Savior. Let us praise our God. On the holy mountain is the city, cherished by Adonai. Adonai prefers the gates of Zion to all of Jacob's dwellings. Of you are told glorious things, O city of God. Babylon and Egypt I will count among those who know me. Philistia, Tyre, Ethiopia, these will be her children. And Zion shall be called Mother, for all shall be her children. It is God, Adonai Most High, who gives each a place. In the register of the peoples, God writes, these are her children. And while they dance, they will sing. In you all find their home. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. A flower has appeared from the root of Jesse. A star has risen out of Jacob. A virgin has given birth to the Savior. Let us praise our God. A reading from the first letter of John. We know the Son of God has come and has given us discernment to recognize the One who is true. We are in the One who is true, for we are in the Son, Jesus Christ, who is both true God and eternal life. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The light has pierced the darkness, and darkness did not prevail. The light has pierced the darkness, and darkness did not prevail. The Word was made flesh, and darkness did not prevail. Glory to the Abba, and the Word, and the breath of love. The light has pierced the darkness, and darkness did not prevail. Because of God's great love for us, the Word has come to us in the likeness of our broken humanity. Alleluia. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name. Whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches. Rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Because of God's great love for us, the Word has come to us in the likeness of our broken humanity. Alleluia.
Incarnate Word of God, and Son of Mary of Nazareth, in your compassion, hear our prayer. You and your parents were refugees. May we welcome all who flee poverty and war. Simeon and Anna recognized you in the temple and foretold the suffering your love would entail. Help us to recognize you in others and comfort those whose hearts are pierced with sorrow. Your coming on earth marked the beginning of a new age. May this new year mark the renewal of all creation. You taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Holy One, source of all light and life, you have made known your salvation in the simplicity of Jesus' birth and the compassion of his life among us. As we celebrate this ninth day of Christmas and the beginning of a new year, strengthen our resolutions to live by the values of the gospel. We ask this and all things in the name of your incarnate Word, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit in the power of love, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Word made flesh of the Virgin Mary, full of grace and truth, bless us and keep us. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.